Hi, welcome back to the Voice Study Break. I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
I'm the Editor-in-Chief, Angeline Schmelzer.
And I'm Assistant Voice Editor, Daniel Kearns.
Daniel, I'm so happy to have you back because your voice just sounds, it sounds amazing on the mic. I'm sure you as the viewer can hear that. But today we will be talking about YouTube's removal of the dislike button and then its potential re-adding of the dislike button. We are also talking about Yik Yak as a social media platform, as well as Taylor Swift's latest release. So I'm going to turn this over to you, Angeline, because I think you have a little bit more information than I do. So what's the situation with the YouTube dislike button?
Okay, so after some experiments and studies that YouTube / Google did with the dislike button, they found that there were different uses for it, and they want it to, like, there was something where people would target certain videos or certain creators to drive up the dislike count. So they were going to get rid of the button to try and discourage that, discourage any hate or those bots that were trying, or just people to, the trolls, that was the word I was looking for, from just driving up the dislike count. However, they found that there were other uses to, like, show the creator who was liking it, who was disliking it. So they were just going to make the count private to only the creator. And to the public, it would be, like, you could still dislike a video, it was still visible, but the count would be kept private from the viewer. However, when I just went to YouTube recently and clicking on some random videos, I could still see the dislike count. So even recent ones, like, I don't think they would get rid of them for previous videos, since the statement was, I believe, made Wednesday or Thursday, they made this announcement, and now, like, I don't know, I can still see the dislike count as a viewer.
So I'm also kind of wondering if this isn't something like what happened with Instagram, because I remember Instagram, right about our sophomore year of college, released a statement saying they were taking away dislikes because they didn't want to drive the platform. And then eventually, like, it kind of faded into nothingness. They never re-released a statement, but the likes on Instagram didn't go away. Now, on Thursday, right after the YouTube announcement, I did see videos that did not have a dislike count, that only had, like, the dislike button available. But since then, as you stated, we can't find anything. So I'm wondering if this isn't another example of a social media site realizing that one of their decisions, while it seemed smart in research, caused a lot of viewer backlash. Because we talked about the video. If you look at the video where YouTube released a statement saying they were removing the dislike count to like count, the likes are like at 13K, the dislikes are at 113K. Kind of ironic. But yeah, no, very clearly users don't want this, because again, it's funny to see dislike count, especially on videos like the 2018 YouTube Rewind, which has like 9 million dislikes. And people like dislike video compilations, like most disliked videos on YouTube. Like, I think it's a very central part of the app. And again, sure, like, we can see, like, hate with it too, but at the same time, like, it's an essential functionality that's been there since the app's creation. What do you think, Daniel?
I don't really go on YouTube all that much. I don't have, I think I subscribe to, like, maybe 6 channels, and they're mostly just Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show, and Late Night with Seth Meyers. That's about it. And Clutch Sports Media.
Quick plug for Clutch Sports Media.
We gotta shout out Clutch Sports Media.
But no, again, it'll be interesting. The statements are still up as of tonight, and YouTube still has the statement on, like, their website about why they're moving the dislikes. But again, as far as I can tell, all the dislikes are still there. So I guess we will see if this is something that's slowly phased in again. Although I truthfully think that this is probably something they realize they messed up on, and they're going to have to backpedal. And maybe not even say anything, just never let the dislikes go away. Who knows? So Daniel, speaking of social media, Yik Yak.
Yeah, I've never really been one to be on trend with anything. I'm basically an old man, and as a college student. But yeah, I got Yik Yak the other day. A lot of my friends are talking about it, so I figured I'd download it and check it out. A lot of people complaining about fraternities registration and wanting to hook up. So I guess that's fun.
No, I think, truthfully, it's everything that I anticipated Yik Yak would be at a campus like Bradley. Although I will say Yik Yak is very on the pulse of student body. I find out most things from Yik Yak before I find out from anything else.
Yeah, yeah, they were all over the recent campus news, like the Student Senate impeachment and stuff. They were tearing into all of that.
Yeah, no, they had, like, released a statement before, like, I even knew it was a thing. Like, they were on top of it. I was like, who is sending this information? This is absolutely insane. But I will say, it's interesting to see Yik Yak come back, because the app previously shut down in 2017 after its, like, using was significantly down. And a lot of it was speculated to because of online anonymous bullying and harassment. So going forward, they have rebranded themselves as the new Yik Yak and have a very clear policy about not tolerating bullying or hate speech.
Yeah, it says something about, like, I'm looking at it right now. It's it's got on the side resources for staying safe and mental health. I haven't clicked on it to see what comes up, but I think it's cool that they are acknowledging some of the stuff that went wrong before and taking steps to make sure that people aren't too hurt by the anonymous comments that people are making within the 5-mile radius.
Although I will say, I think I've still seen some pretty ridiculous and raunchy stuff on there in terms of bashing. But I think the main policy in place is that if you get 5 downvotes, your post gets removed, because it says something like you're heard, downvoted to, like, remove a comment.
Yeah, I think the herd is just whoever is in your geographical area, right?
Yeah, but I do think it's interesting because I'm pretty sure, I mean, I was not a Yik Yak, like, extraordinaire back when it was out in, like, 2015 to 2017, but I do remember there being, like, a page for, like, the most disliked Yik Yaks, which would have, like, thousands of dislikes. So I think it's interesting, like, that the dislike feature no longer exists. That being said, Angeline, how come you haven't downloaded the app?
Yeah, this is my quick call to action that Yik Yak needs to hurry up on creating an Android version. I will not change to Apple. I am an avid Android user, with the exception of my MacBook. But yeah, I would like to download the app. It seems like, you know, again, as you said, a lot of information coming from the student body comes from that app. And as the editor-in-chief of a college newspaper, I feel like it is my duty to kind of stay up to date on some of those things. So a majority of the information I get from the app is just through, like, screenshots or word of mouth through the rest of the staff and what I hear going around. But I would have downloaded the app if it was available on the Google Play Store.
Which I do think is kind of ridiculous that they don't have an Android version. It's been out since August. And again, like, this is probably, like, I mean, there's certainly different apps across the platforms between iOS and the Android operating system that don't exist in both ways. But again, like, with social media, like, again, like, it'd be just kind of preposterous if there's, like, TikTok or Instagram and it didn't exist for Android. So I'm confused as to why this app and again, I don't think this app is, like a high-functioning app. It's literally, like, people post and upvote. Like, what about that doesn't work between Android and iOS right now?
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure either. When they first released the app again on Apple, they did say they were working on an Android version. But again, like you said, it's been out since August, and now it's November, and I'm still waiting to be part of the herd.
Well, I mean, I don't know if yaks are very good at programming, because don't yaks have hooves?
Shut up.
All right. Yeah.
We've solved the crisis, guys. The reason that there's not an Android extension for Yik Yak is because the yaks can't figure it out because of their hooves. Daniel Kern's crisis solved. You're a regular sleuth.
That's where I'm going to Bradley.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. The Android version of Yik Yak might be delayed a little bit longer because of the manufacturing errors on behalf of its operators. Okay, tying like this all together, we've got Yik Yak, YouTube, and now Taylor Swift, who has released a new music video to YouTube, which I really want to talk about today, as well as her Taylor's version of her album Red. So again, the album is wonderful, and we have an extended like 10-minute version of the original song All Too Well. But I want to talk about the All Too Well music video because, Angeline, you talked about earlier, it was kind of shocking. You want to share?
Yes. So the actors in this short film music video are Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink. And Dylan O'Brien is 30 and Sadie Sink is 19. But I had to look up Sadie Sink's age because she plays in Stranger Things, which she plays a young kid in that. So I'm like,
yeah,
is
like
this
a
legal
character? Again, so like the last time we saw her in Stranger Things was going into our sophomore year on in the like the 4th of July release. Oh, God. Was it 2019? Yeah, it was 2019. So, again, last time we saw her, she was playing, like, this preteen, like, prepubescent child. So, again, it shocked me, too. Like, it made me sick to my stomach to see. And at first, I was like, what the hell? Like, why are you doing this? Like, why would you cast a literal child? Again, looking at her age, though, we realize she's 19, a year younger than Taylor Swift when she started dating Jake Gyllenhaal, who in this music video, I don't want to say, like, played by, but it's very clearly Jake Gyllenhaal, Dylan O'Brien, who is 30, which is a year older than Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, how old was Sadie Sink playing in, like, the Fear Street movies? I haven't seen those, but I know that she was in them, right?
Yes. I didn't watch the Fear Street movies. So, something that we can look up real quick. Well, we couldn't find an exact age. We know she's young enough to go to camp. So, again, very clearly gives off child vibes. And even still, like seeing them kiss in the like the music video is like viscerally like disgusting, which I think is important. I think this casting choice was very intentional because you have this girl who we see as a very young child, like with a like man, like a grown man, which again I think is something we kind of neglected at the time when Jake Gyllenhaal was dating Taylor Swift originally, because it never really crossed my mind as a kid like that, oh, that was kind of inappropriate, because this was going down when I was like 12, 13, and it didn't really bother me, and I think it should have bothered a lot more people. But again, I think also one thing that we've really seen with this is that a lot of people who previously used to bash Taylor Swift, because there was like this huge trend when we were younger where Taylor Swift has a new boyfriend, she writes a song about them, or she dates people and breaks up with people just so she can write songs about them. And I think in reality, there's this girl who's barely out of adolescence, and she was dating significantly older men who were kind of taking advantage of her and ruining her life, and she turned to music to write about her frustrations, and she was kind of belittled by a whole culture.
And I think we could use this time to really recognize the lyrics as well, and how incredible of a songwriter she is, and how powerful the lyrics can be. And I think it also really came alive with this, you know, short film music video through not only the lyrics but also the acting in it. Sadie Sink, it just is wonderful in this music video, acting wise. I think it's incredible.
I want to go back to what you said about the lyrics, because in the new extended version of All Too Well, Taylor Swift brings up this point that while she's gotten older, all the girls that Jake Gyllenhaal has stayed the same age, which again makes me sick to my stomach. There was actually like a tweet going around that's like, Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't even realize this song is going on, y'all. He's too busy texting a 19-year-old Belarusian model. Which, again, disgusting, and I don't understand how we let these actors in Hollywood get away with it, because that's repulsive. There should not be that much of an age gap. Like, these girls are clearly getting taken advantage of. They're barely legal.
Right, and it is. It's very much cringe. I was watching an interview with Dylan O'Brien where the reporter asked about, you know, the rumors that it's about Jake Gyllenhaal and everything, and how he felt about that and being cast in it. And he's like, oh, it was no question that he was going to play. But he was also like, my character's name is Brandon. So I just found that really funny. Like, he just, I significantly think that, like, he was very much just, like, came up with a random name in that moment. And he's just like, my character's name is Brandon. What are you talking about?
I love that. Gosh, well, you know what? Jake Gyllenhaal is getting it on Twitter. And as one user stated, today men will pay for the past today men will pay for Jake Gyllenhaal's mistake 10 years ago. And I think that's very true. I think we're all in that mood.
Yeah. I hop on Twitter every once in a while, and my Instagram is mostly just screenshots of Twitter anyway. And yeah, it's all anti-Jake Gyllenhaal, which I think is pretty funny. Remember the whole showering thing? Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't shower. Remember that?
What? Is that real?
Yeah. Back in, like, when, like, all the celebrities were talking about how they only bathe their kids, like Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, they were all talking about how they only bathe their kids when they, like, really stink. And Jake Gyllenhaal was one of the other celebrities that he has more lax views on showering, which, pretty funny.
That's actually repulsive. But I do want to go back to, again, the social media post one more time. It's so funny. Amazon Prime posted a screenshot from Brokeback Mountain where Jake Gyllenhaal's character says, "It's November. It was just August. Like what happened to November?" And then, like, Amazon Prime's like, "Yes, indeed. What did happen to November, Jake Gyllenhaal?" And it came for him. And so many other social media brands were just hating on Jake Gyllenhaal. And you know what? This is what he deserves. Taylor, I think, finally got her justice with this album.
I also love the memes. It's like, just imagine if Jake Gyllenhaal returned the scarf. I thought that was... Those are also kind of funny.
I also saw someone that said, if I was Jake Gyllenhaal, I'd post a selfie with the scarf and then just disappear off social media.
Even Colin Jost was making jokes about, like, returning the scarf after on the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live after Taylor Swift performed the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Which was amazing, by the way. That live version with the video in the background. Oh my god, I loved it.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to the album all the way through, both the old version that came out like 10 years ago and the one that she just re-recorded. So the only thing I've really seen of it was last night, and yeah, it was so good. And she had like leaves falling like on the stage, and at the end there's snow too, and it was amazing.
Well, as someone who's listened to the original and knows this new one all too well, I can confirm again, it's just as surreal and an incredible musical experience. Thank you again for tuning in to the Voice Study Break. We hope to see you here next week.